A jury in the Metro East is deliberating the case of a man suing the Diocese of Belleville over sexual abuse he says he suffered at the hands of a priest back in the 1970s. The attorney for James Wisniewski of Champaign asked jurors to award more than $5 million in damages to his client. Wisniewski says he was an altar boy when Reverend Raymond Kaunacki allegedly molested him, and he says the diocese covered up the abuse, shuffling Kaunacki from parish to parish. Former Belleville Bishop Wilton Gregory testified that key documents about Kaunacki were kept from him. Gregory removed Kaunacki from the active ministry in 1995. Kaunacki is not charged criminally. Michelle Obama told a Hispanic caucus at the Democratic National Convention today that Hispanics should not have to live in fear of raids by immigration agents. She says her husband, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama of Illinois, wants to reform immigration policies and provide illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. Michelle Obama noted that Hispanics are often the first to suffer in an economic downturn and the last to benefit in a recovery. Hispanics could play a key role in the November election, especially in the West, where the Obama camp has been courting them. Illinois' governor and House Speaker are barely on speaking terms, but at this morning's meeting of the Illinois delegation in Denver, the men hugged. From the Democratic National Convention, Amanda Vinicky reports.
House Speaker Mike Madigan has refused to even attend meetings with Governor Rod Blagojevich. Then Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. made an impromptu speech about Democrats needing to reconcile for the good of Barack Obama's campaign, including making personal amends with Democrats he's been sparring with. Then Jackson called on who are quite possibly Illinois' biggest political rivals to also make amends.
I'm not going to be satisfied until I see Rod Blagojevich give Michael Madigan a hug. We're not going to be satisfied until we see that.
When the speaker walked over and hugged Blagojevich on stage, they got a standing ovation. The question is if the sentiment will carry over when Blagojevich and Madigan return to Illinois. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Indiana's governor says there's little his state can do to help the city of Gary with a $13 million budget shortfall this year. He says the city of Gary should do everything it can to get its financial house in order before seeking relief from the state. The mayor of Gary reduced the work schedules of many city employees to try to face that shortfall. Purdue University is reprimanding a scientist that the university says falsified claims that he produced nuclear fusion in tabletop experiments. A university committee denied an appeal by Rusi Taliarkin and took away his named professorship because of research misconduct. Taliarkin may remain a member of the university's faculty, but won't be allowed to serve as a major professor for graduate students for at least 3 years. A telephone message seeking comment was left by the AP at Taliarkin's office. He has contended that other scientists have replicated his work and has accused his critics of conflict of interest, jealousy, and other motives. Taliarkin's attorney told a Lafayette newspaper he would challenge his sanctions, and the matter is likely headed to court. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30 Central Time. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Regent Ballroom. The Regent Ballroom has beginning social dance lessons starting in September. The complete class schedule is at regentballroom.com. Dancing is not just for the stars.
It's 4:33, and with our forecast, in the weather office is AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola.
Thanks, Tom. It's still 85 degrees on Friends Plaza, nudging up, maybe hitting 86 before we start to cool off, and we have plenty of sunshine still across central and east central Illinois, southern Illinois, northern Indiana. But clouds have started to push in ahead of a cold front that will bring a chance for showers and thunderstorms to the area. And clouds have also started to squeeze back from the east towards the west, covering much of central and southern Indiana, with a few areas in south central Indiana picking up some very light rain. That band is the remains of Fay still raining out over the mid-Atlantic and portions of the southeastern U.S. And the showers and thunderstorms off to our west, a couple of severe storms right now in extreme southeastern South Dakota, northwestern Iowa. And again, that's the location of a cold front that will try to push into the area. Computer models vary on when it will arrive and when it will push through. And if central sections of the two-state area will get much in the way of precipitation, or if most of the precip will stay to the north before starting to fall apart as it moves across the area. So that's what we're looking at right now. And again, overhead, clear skies with a mostly clear sky expected in the overnight hours. Central Illinois lows will be right around 60 degrees, a light wind out of the east tonight, and a wind out of the south tomorrow at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Nothing great, but enough to push the temperature up to a high that's around 87 tomorrow. And also, after a sunny start, we'll start to see an increase in cloud cover across the area during the afternoon. Then tomorrow night, a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms, the low 66. That looks to be pushing off to the south and east by Friday. And then Friday will be partly to mostly sunny with a high back to 83 degrees. Clear Friday night, a low of 56 degrees, so we get right back to the cool weather. And Saturday, sunny, the high 84. It is 85 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Along the Gulf Coast, as the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina approaches, people are nervously watching the path of Gustav as the storm works its way across the Caribbean. The storm caused floods and mudslides that killed more than 20 people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Gustav is expected to gain strength as it moves over the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say it could turn into a Category 3 hurricane or stronger. As you can imagine, people